In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1873. On the third, on the second day of the year, January 2nd, little Therese saw for the first time light in Alençon, France. I would like to notice, let you know, I don't know if I did, that the chalice that you own for the rendering comes from Alençon. I bought it there. And the chalice is dated 1845. So she might have seen this chalice as a sacristan, who knows. Today, she is still the little Therese. Doesn't change. She didn't grow. There is something that is surprising about her, about this little one. She conquered fame all around the world. Every church, almost, has a statue of Saint Therese. And yet, according to the standard of the world, she did nothing. She is not a pop star, she did nothing. Quiet life. The only thing that maybe could be a peak in her life is at the age of 15, she went to Rome to see the Pope, Leo XIII at the time. To do what? To ask him permission to leave the world. She asked at 15 this incredible thing. I want to be enclosed into four worlds. I want to be a prisoner for all my life in a cell in order to pray to God. Years old, already a giant. So what did she do in her life to be noticed? Not much. What did she do? She prayed a lot. She ate, not too much. She slept a little bit, I suppose. She worked hard. In little things, cutting potatoes, cleaning the dishes, the floor, preparing the sacristy, doing some sewing, I suppose, all the tasks proper to a convent. She prayed more. She suffered extensively, quietly. But one thing, she dreamed. She dreamed to be a missionary. Ah, that's what she wanted to be. She wanted to go to China and to convert people there. To enclose yourself into four worlds, doesn't seem to be the best way to do that, but as a little girl, she dreamt, I want to be a missionary. And since she could not do by herself, as all the Carmelites, she took care under her wings, so to speak, seminarians. One was named Maurice Bellier, and the other one, Adolphe Roulant. Maybe she also tried to write some poems, to write under obedience, her life, her autobiography, I should say. And that's not a piece of literature. So nothing indeed extraordinary during her life. But after death, that is another story. The story of a soul, it is her autobiography.
was at first supposed to be sent only to Carmelites, to Carmel, and to stay within houses. But somehow, somebody sneaked it out, and 500 million copies of this book have been sold, printed, in every language that you can imagine. And still today, I invite you to have that book in your library and to read it. And what is so special about this book? Not that easy. The heart. Heart. As you flip the pages and read these lines, so simple, what you read, what you feel, what you understand, is the heart of God, the love of God through his pages, and how to love him. You are drawn indeed to share his love for Jesus. You see, trees have not always been the little Carmelites, poised, gentle, etc. She has been a child, like every other child, generous, fighting to forget all about myself in order to please others. Since that day, she says, I am happy. What a summary of her life. Forget about myself, please others. Equal happiness. That is her secret, shared before. And that's what she told to her novices, that's what is in the book. Simplicity, humility, detachment, straightforwardness, honesty, audace. Trust God in everything, she says. Do all simply and greatly with charity. Simply, because all the thing is simple. Greatly, because you do it for the love of God. And she explained that the spiritual life, her spiritual life, our way to go to God, is, I cannot climb a ladder. I cannot go up the stairs too high, I'm a little baby, a little child. I'm afraid. Therefore, I need a lift. I need God to take me in hand to bring me up. But Lord, I cannot do that. When you read the story of a soul, you might find it at first childish, or outdated. And yet, the whole spirituality is here, to the point that she's a doctor of the church, with one book. She's also the patroness of missions. Patroness that we adopted for the Institute. That's why she's here. I would like to tell you a story about Father Roulant, the priest there that she met, that she assisted. She met him once because he came to the Carmel to say one of his first mass. Therese was able to be the sacristan that meant to prepare the chalice and to see him behind the grates. One night, Mother Superior found her, Therese, walking around the cloister. Therese was already sick. She was coughing, falling here and there, going around and around the cloister. And Mother told her, Therese, go to bed. I know that's your time of recreation, but go to bed. You're sick. No. I can't. I need to walk. I need to offer my missionary for my priest. One of the superiors said, okay, Therese, you're stubborn anyway, I'm not going to stop you. And Therese, go for 2 or 3 laps and go to bed, and goes to bed. Few weeks later, they received a letter from Father Roulant. And he was giving news, and one of them was, I quite died during my mission in China. I felt exhausted, unable to move anymore. And suddenly I felt some strength to be able to get up and to walk a little way to the road of where people found me. They saved me. Of course, you guess it. It was actually the same day that trees walking in France and also that the priest in China got the strength to walk. Because that's the communion of saints. When you pray for somebody, it works. When you make sacrifices for somebody, it works. When you ask for masses to be said, and you don't do that enough, when you make masses to be said for your beloved one, it works. They are able to change their life. As soon as you do it, there is a connection between one to the other that is mysterious but real, because you go up to Jesus and Jesus goes down to you. What you do to one of the little ones is it to done to me. As Saint Therese proved it again, because every day through her intercession, so many graces are obtained. She told that. I do pass my bed, my heaven time, to do good on earth. So let us have ourselves, or let us be aware about this spiritual bond, this spiritual link that is real between each other. Let us pray for each other. Pray for your children, your nephews, your friends that don't have faith yet. Pray, do penance. Pray again. The communion of saints is a reality between us, between earth and the soul purgatory, between us and the souls in heaven. So thin difference between these three worlds. May God help us to see that, to understand that, and to take advantage of it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.